Then I actually wanted to ask, with, well, let's call it the forensic investigations that you guys do when you muddle through all the data and you pull it from the craft, do you have in-house experts or do you have external guys that you get in on a per case basis? How do these investigations work, Daniel? That's quite something that I'm curious about.
So from our brokerage side, as I said, this is a very small industry. There's not a lot of role players in this industry that operates in this space. But our brokerage, most of the data gets run through me, and all claims get assessed by me, and I do a complete full analysis of the drone incident, what happened, so that I can give all the data through to the insurance company and explain my client's case. So it's a service that we offer to all our drone clients. If you're a hobbyist pilot or you're a commercial operator, if you're insured under Unicorn Insurance Brokers' brokerage, doesn't matter with which insurance company we placed you with, but it's a thing where I want to get involved and I want to see what happened, and we need to assist our client. So our first priority is to help our client in whatever way possible. Obviously within the rules and regulations of what happened. We had situations where some of our clients unfortunately did not fly in areas where they were supposed to, and those claims got repudiated. It's what it is. So as long as you fly within the rules and regulations set out by the SACAA and according to our policy wording, we will pay your claim. If you unfortunately are in breach of that, I will firstly inform our clients directly and tell them, guys, we're going to put it through to the insurance company, but please note, I picked up the following. So yes, we do track we do take the data, we do look at the flight logs. It's the first thing I ask for on all our claims. And yeah, we've also got outside assessors that we use. It's all manned aviation pilots that came into the space. Some of them I work very closely with, and some of their other brokerages or on some of their clients, they will contact us and say, please help, let's get some of the data through, and could you maybe give some advice on this? So yes, we have assessors, we have to have assessors. Us as a brokerage can't make decisions for the insurance company. So all that we can do is we can supply them with the data, we can supply them with the information and what we found off the data. And then it's their decision on the end to decide whether they're going to pay the claim or what's going to happen. The assessors also get involved, especially when it's large sums of insureds. We've got busy with a current claim that's almost about 500,000 Rand. So yeah, these are large numbers. It's not something that you play around with and you just write a check and you carry on. We need to make sure that all the checks and balances have been done and that everything's in play.